Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The SPLC's outrageous lawfare continues. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, the outrageous lawfare of the Southern Poverty Law Center continues. After 12 long years, I wasn't able to tell you about much of what was going on because the case was in discovery. But the SPLC has joined on to a case, a frivolous one, frankly, becoming the lead attorneys for Janet Jenkins, because Janet Jenkins has filed a lawsuit against Lisa Miller, her former same-sex partner, who later became a Christian and left with her child. And then a conflict began between the laws of two states. And we represented Lisa Miller in this first of the kind in the nation conflict between two states and which state would prevail, Vermont having a same-sex civil union law and Virginia having a constitutional amendment passed in 2004 that said no to same-sex marriage and no to same-sex civil unions and yes to marriage as the union of a man and woman. That was the litigation that happened. And eventually, Lisa Miller, without our knowledge or any warning or information whatsoever, just picked up and left in September of 2009. We informed the court that we had lost contact with our client. We sought to withdraw. The Vermont court would not allow us to withdraw, even though we had lost contact with our client, didn't know where she was. Eventually, Janet Jenkins filed suit against Lisa Miller and others, and then in 2016 decided to add Liberty Counsel as a defendant. And so that's when the Southern Poverty Law Center got involved to decide, well, let's go after this case because we want to try to destroy Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, let me just add some context to that, Matt, and why they are so interested in this case. And if you remember in 2011, the Southern Poverty Law Center created this, put Liberty Counsel on its hate list, which is if you go on a website, they have various pro-family, pro-life organizations on their so-called hate list, which kind of compares us to a violent domestic terror group, so to speak, like the KKK. And even one of their leaders, and you can find the video online, one of their leaders, Mark Potok, publicly proclaimed that the SPLC's goal is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Groups like Liberty Counsel, other groups that are pro-life, pro-family, pro-traditional marriage, their intent is to destroy them, hence why they're so interested in this case.
Yeah, it's not that they just want to debate with you and disagree with you and have a civil conversation. They literally want to destroy
you
and put you out of existence.
Yep, yep.
They want to eliminate you. And they do it in whatever way they can. And in fact, in 2011, they put the Family Research Council on that hate list. Well, in 2012, someone going to that particular list of the SPLC, a follower of the SPLC, took into his own hands to commit mass murder against the staff of Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. He's now serving time in prison for his attempted mass murder attempt, but he confessed to the law enforcement that he did it because he saw Family Research Council on the Southern Poverty's hate list from 2011. And had he been successful, fortunately he was stopped by a security guard who was shot in the process, he would have gone on to other organizations because he had a list of other organizations from the same Southern Poverty Law Center list that he planned to then seriatim one after another, go there and commit mass murder. So it has consequences. We've had to beef up security in all different kinds of ways because of that. Well, we also have this case now that they're on the other side, and so we have just finished discovery, and that discovery has been massive. The discovery involves 186,000 documents, about 10,000 hours of cases, attorney time. taking about 25 depositions that included over 11,000 pages of exhibits and 6,800 pages of transcripts. We then filed a motion for summary judgment that included a 174-page statement of facts and a 142-page legal memoranda, all supported by nearly 6,000 pages of exhibits. The Southern Poverty Law Center just recently responded with a bunch of nonsense, so we're in the process of replying, and then the judge will ultimately issue the ruling. But in our case, there's not one shred of evidence that they have that Liberty Counsel knew or had any involvement with Lisa Miller fleeing the country with her daughter Isabella.
But then their client has the gall to ask for $200 billion?
Yeah, during the deposition,
seriously?
She was asked about what kind of damages she was seeking. And it started off lower, and she said, the more that you ask, the higher it's going to be. It started off with $20 billion. That was pretty high.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Pretty ridiculous.
But then she raised it to $200 billion. Well, there's only a couple of people on the planet that could actually pay that if they liquidated everything.
All because she didn't get her way.
Bill Gates's net worth is about $135 billion. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg's net worth is $176 billion. Elon Musk is probably the only one that could pay something like that. It's absolutely ridiculous. But their whole goal is a frivolous lawfare. Now, some of our evidence that we, and this is just the tip of the iceberg because we're thousands of pages of this, in our stipulated statement of facts, we have stated Lisa Miller's undisputed sworn testimony is that in June 2008, Liberty Counsel attorneys were continuing to advise her that she was required to comply with court orders and that serious consequences would result if she failed to permit the court-ordered visitation, but that Lisa Miller chose noncompliance on her own despite the advice she was receiving from Liberty Counsel. Lisa Miller likewise testified under oath that she did not inform Liberty Counsel or Rena Linda Baltzan, one of the attorneys, of her alleged plans to flee the country with Isabella Miller. And it goes on to talk about other undisputed testimony as well, that Liberty Counsel did not have any knowledge or involvement or any association whatsoever in Lisa Miller leaving the country. In fact, it's absolutely to the contrary. Lisa Miller was told over and over again, you need to obey the court order. The cases were still going on, by the way. The litigation was still continuing. There were court cases pending in the Court of Appeals or in the lower courts in Virginia and in Vermont at the same time. The litigation had not ceased yet. There was still ongoing activity. And then out of the blue, Lisa Miller just disappears.
Well, you know, despite no evidence, and despite Liberty Counsel was not aware of anything Lisa Miller was doing as far as her daughter, the SPLC, we go back to their bottom line. They want to destroy these groups, including Liberty Counsel, to completely destroy them. So they're going after this frivolous lawsuit in hopes of doing that.
Yeah, that's what the whole bottom line is about. That's what, as you mentioned, this was publicly stated by the senior fellow Mark Potok to media. That he wanted to make clear to the media why they have this so-called hate map and hate list. He wanted to make it very clear that their reason for doing so is to, as you already quoted, to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them.
They're not anything about free speech. If it doesn't, you know, go along with their agenda, with their beliefs, then they're all about destroying them.
You know, this is the whole problem with lawfare.
Yeah.
Because this organization has hundreds of millions of dollars. It's reported that they might have nearly $1 billion in endowment. That's by some of their own people who basically are protesting against some of their employment practices. These are their own employees, by the way.
And overseas accounts.
And overseas accounts. And they have massive amounts of money. And so they have hired these big, expensive law firms. And they have lawyered up on the other side. And this has been going on for years. And we've been in the midst of discovery. And they have asked, you know, for example, they had crazy questions like, have you ever used the word fag? Well, we don't use that word. But so we had to do a global search on everything. And our system is so specialized in searching that it searches the PDFs. So we found one use of fag. Surely enough, it was in a book from the 1600s called The New England Primer.
It means a cigarette, doesn't it?
It means something different than what it's called now, but it was one word, and so we sent it to them in Discovery. They said, oh, you sent us all that book. It's The New England Primer. Well, I said, you asked for, is there anything in our system anywhere with the word fag? Well, that's the only place. That's the kind of nonsense that we've had to be put up with in the last several years. Pray for Liberty Counsel. Pray for our legal team as we're in the process of filing our reply, and then the judge will make its ruling. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel, and your prayers and your support are appreciated. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.